From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast here in the Coin Podcast studio. I've got weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good Monday morning. This is our last week of spring.
It is, yes. It is Monday, June 15th, and we are officially 5 days away from the start of summer. It is on Saturday the 20th, and it then follows Father's Day on Sunday. So a busy weekend, and we are expecting some nice weather moving forward.
Yeah, we are, especially compared to what we've been receiving so far this June, which has been a little gloomy and a little wet, so this is going to be a change.
Yes, it will be, and a nice one, too, for all the fathers out there. So let's jump into our weather. I mean, looking back at the weekend, it's always fun to kind of recap what happened. And, Joseph, you tracked a tornado around the Portland area.
Yeah, it was about 6:30 p.m., right after the evening shows. We had a confirmed tornado in Damascus, and it ended up being an EF0 tornado with a peak wind up to 75 miles per hour. Had a path of about 2 miles, 11 minutes long, and there was some photos of a tree down on a couple cars. And what was the most compelling was the video that we had was really detailed. You could see debris in the tornado, which it was a pretty clear sign that it was a tornado, because at first it wasn't quite confirmed, but it was a busy weekend. Yeah, no doubt. We had heavy rain, over an inch of rain in areas of the gorge. It was more active on Saturday than Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday was a nice brief break from the rain, even some sun breaks too. But yeah, wild Saturday evening, especially with that EF0 tornado. And the last tornado we saw this year was back in January.
Yeah.
End of the month out towards Manzanita, also an EF0.
And you and I were both in the studio in the weather center for that one on that day, and it was really brief. I mean, our tornadoes are brief. They rarely show up on the radar. It's really tough to catch them from time to time. The last 8 tornadoes that we've had have all been EF0 tornadoes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so nothing compared to those in the Midwest.
Yeah, and we've had, the EF2, and I think the strongest that we've had out here was that EF3 tornado, but most of the time, they're pretty weak, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we head into this week, it's now Monday. We're still expecting some wet and even active weather heading into this afternoon and through Tuesday. Then that is followed by a nice drier trend. But still watching out for showers this afternoon and then through Tuesday. And some of those showers may even be a little heavy. And some weather models are showing a bit of instability and the chance for some convection. So that is, when those cells start to rise and they build up their energy and could develop into thunderstorms. And we're kind of seeing that on Tuesday afternoon around the valley. So a chance we see an isolated thunderstorm across the valley heading into Tuesday afternoon. And that thunderstorm could include some heavier downpours, even some hail and lightning. And we'll be watching to see if there's any rotation. I don't suspect we'll see tornadoes. They are pretty rare, but then again, they do happen from time to time.
Yeah, to quote our coworker Ken Boddy, are there going to be any tornadoes today?
I know. Kelly. So Ken, don't ask me that. It's a tough one.
People are so intrigued out here, so it is a legitimate question, I guess. People are really curious about tornadoes when it comes to our weather out here. But it just, like you mentioned, it doesn't happen very often. Usually we see maybe, a little bit of hail or something like that.
Right. And it's great because people do have their smartphones at the ready. So if you do see some ominous weather in the skies, something that looks intriguing, many folks love to take their phones out and get a video. So we're thankful over the weekend we saw some good content from people around the valley and out towards Damascus who sent in some good videos.
Yeah, and let me add to that. It's a great point. The videos that we had this weekend were really safe videos. The one video was from miles away in Happy Valley. It's just the phones are so great and the quality is so great, and the cell was so detailed that it worked out. But everyone that took videos did it from inside their home, and it was done safely. So just want to point that out to everybody. Be careful, especially when there's lightning. You don't want to be outside, but it's always good to get the video and it was done safely. So that's nice.
All good points. Yeah. So we do see some bigger changes come about Wednesday into the weekend. So we've been getting all of this rain, some unstable conditions and pop-up heavy showers and thunderstorms due to an upper-level trough. And that is just when the jet stream starts to dip and it pulls in weather systems. And that's what brings the rain and these showers. But that comes to a close here heading into Wednesday. We see that trough sliding out of the region and in its place a big upper-level ridge. So that jet stream starts to point towards the north and we build a nice ridge. And that can sometimes block systems. So we are seeing a nice blocking ridge pattern setting up come Wednesday into our first weekend of summer and Father's Day weekend, and that will likely produce a nice dry streak and even some heat moving forward.
Yeah, it's nice that we got a lot of the rain that we've needed and more early here in June, because, you know, it was just kind of the writing's on the wall sometimes that we're going to end up having a dry stretch, especially as we get into the summer. So it does appear that way. I will say that we're going to have a gradual transition on Wednesday, you know, maybe lower 70s as far as temperatures go, but then it really starts soaring by the time we get into the weekend.
That's right. I think midweek 70s, and then by Friday and the weekend, likely the low to mid 80s. So picking up those temperatures, and I believe last Father's Day weekend, we were close to about 80 degrees as well. I just caught an old article that I wrote about Father's Day, so last year. So we're just about where we were. Average temperatures this time of the year should be in the low 70s. I think about 73 degrees in Portland is our average high for this point in June. So we kind of bumped to above normal temperatures after a good span of temperatures in the 60s over the weekend and through Monday and Tuesday. Hmm.
So nice weather for whatever those Father's Day gifts are going to be. On Amazon, they were all really cliche. It was like
new grill,
grill, yeah, lawn equipment, some sort of like new glassware for whiskey or something like that. So should be some nice weather to go use your lawnmower.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of folks always complain about whatever the weather is. You know, when we get a big patch of rain, everyone's, you know, complaining about too much rain and we need the sunshine. And then when we see a dry streak, people complain about the heat and the lack of rain and how we need more rain. So it just kind of flip-flops every time
Always.
We see these patterns setting up. But yeah, some good weather heading into Father's Day weekend, so something to look forward to.
It is nice that we're pairing the start of summer with actual summer weather. You know, sometimes
That's
it
true.
Doesn't feel like it. It's actually going to feel like summer on Saturday, which would be nice.
Yeah, low 80s. Definitely too hot for me. I think I've mentioned that a number of times.
Yeah.
But the 70s will be great. Get ready for the 80s as we head towards Friday and the weekend.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to miss the rain. It's been wet the last three weekends. It's been rainy. I'm going to miss it a bit. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, it has been nice for all the gardeners, as people have planted, you know, some new things in their gardens and in their yards.
Yeah, you don't have to water your yard. You know,
right.
It's been really nice. It's been nice. We had another coworker last night, a producer, that I was giving her the forecast for the week, and she's like, "Oh no, it's gonna get warm out." I was loving the rain. So people out here, you know, we like the rain.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, enjoy the first couple of days this week with a little bit of rain in the mix there. Even the chance for thunderstorms again, most likely, if we see any, maybe Tuesday afternoon. But we'll be watching, so stay tuned to COIN. And again, enjoy the dry stretch and some heat as we head towards the weekend.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.